In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560, hour number three upon us. Myself, Andy, John Zmarek, we're trying to get rounded up. Sometimes John gets busy. He does lots of interviews. Last week, he was on Tucker Carlson. So sometimes we get bumped.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, Tucker's pretty big.
He is big. No. I'll you know, if I had the chance to do that or be here, you know, yeah, you'd go on Tucker.
I enjoy Tucker.
You know,
I enjoy
I do too. I do too. So anyways, we'll if we can get John on, we will. If not, John Guandola is going to join us here in just a few minutes. So either way, we got plenty going on. Those last 2 hours, by the way, if you missed any of what we had the last couple of hours, we had some great guests on, by the way. And if you missed any of that, you can always go to our website, rushtoreason.com, or you can now download the KLZ app. So if you're an Android user, you go to, is it Google Play? Is that the App Store, Google
yeah,
Play?
Yeah.
Google Play, Charlie says yes. Or you can go to the App Store on Apple. You can just type in KLZ, and it shows up. You can download it, and away you go. And it's a really great app. It works great.
I want to ask you something. Can we go on to a topic here?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Because we haven't got John yet, so go.
Okay, you're if fine. John doesn't call in. We've got an article here that comes out of Chicago. Chicago area leaders call for Illinois to abolish history classes.
Oh,
and these are leftists.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, let's just get rid of history. We don't need it.
State Rep. LaShawn K. Ford said current history teachings overlook the contributions of men. I'm sorry, of women and minorities. In other words, white men. It's too white man-centric. We are always the villain. And you notice how they always, by default, they make us the worst people. It should be more about gay people, more about minorities, more about women, more about... And by what's left, us.
Well, if they were a part of that history, then that's all fine and dandy. But if they weren't, and it is what it is, it just is what it is, right?
Yeah, and first of all, they were a part of that history, and there are many great men who were black, and there were many great women, and there were many, you know. But the simple fact is this country happened to have been erected by white men. Another country will have been erected by black people, another one by somebody else.
It just so happens to be a fact in this country that up until about, I don't know, 25, 30 years ago, most of the gay people were in a closet.
Right.
Not my fault.
But because they were in a closet,
they didn't come out and tell people publicly they were gay, right?
And they didn't play into history very much.
Well, they did if they did something important, but their lifestyle didn't.
Right. Oh, that's what I meant.
Is that the right way to say
that? Exactly. That's more specific. Well, here's a question I want to ask
just
you.
Real quick, as a side note, when it comes to some of the historical people and so on, just as a side note, I don't know that I really care about all that crap anyways.
I'm going to ask you a tough question, though. May I?
Okay.
Knowing the basic political views of 90%+ of teachers in America today, do you want public schools teaching history at all?
Honestly, if it wasn't for the system that we have and the fact that I know there's people out there, you know, single moms and even single dads, and I know some of the struggles that exist if there's not a quote-unquote public school system, because we have no good voucher system. We've got no other place for some of these kids to go and learn. Andy, if it wasn't for that aspect of things, I wouldn't care if you shut them all down tomorrow. Wouldn't hurt my feelings one bit.
Right.
Never have a kid go back. I'd be fine with that. But the reality is, because of what I just said, there is a need there because we have certain individuals, you know, in our communities that have no ability to teach their kids on their own. They can't do that. It's
understood.
Impossible.
Okay.
If it wasn't for that, then I'd say just shut the things down and don't worry about it. Yes, I agree with everything you said. Ken, you're up.
Hey, John.
How are we doing?
Andy.
Hey.
Pretty good. John, I got a comment for you.
Let's hear it.
I started listening to KLV back when Hillary decided to run for president again.
Okay.
And the first thing that I heard when I got on this radio station was God and Country. And that hit me in the head like a brick.
Good.
I said, I got to stay here.
Good. Well, thank
you. Anyway, I've been listening to your daily programs and your weekends. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give you 12.
Well, thank you, Ken. I'll send you a check in the morning.
If Percy Crawford was still alive, he would probably say the same thing.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that, Ken. Thank you very much. That means a lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Andy.
Yes, sir.
Andy, I have got one for you.
Okay.
Back in 1937, a movie came out. The name of the movie was Camille. And the stars was Greta Garbo and Robert Taylor. Have you ever seen that one?
I have not seen. I've heard of. Is it a great movie? I mean, you got to love the cast.
I wanted to manage to see the last 15 minutes of that. And I started breaking down. My mom come out and said, why are you crying, boy? And I said, all I could say to her, she died.
For everybody listening, the movie is spelled Camille, and you can actually rent that on Amazon Prime for $2.99, Ken.
Wow.
So there you go.
I've only managed to see the movie twice, but it's always the last 15 minutes when she's dying. That really upset me.
Gotcha. Well, you know what? I will take your advice, Ken, and I will watch it. And by the way, Ken, really appreciate you calling very much. And we're going to go to our break, take our next guest here in just 1 minute. But Camille, Camille.
I love Greta Garbo.
Well, there you go.
And by the way, I'm just going to say it. I know I can say it because my wife allows me to say it. She was a hottie.
Oh, back in the day, 1937.
She was a hottie.
By the way, you can buy the movie for $7.99, which in Ken's case, maybe he wants to do. So, Ken, thank you very much. I do appreciate those nice compliments you just gave us. And let's do this. Barber's Food, which is a new sponsor here on Rush to Reason. In fact, Greg's going to join us next Wednesday here on Health and Wellness Wednesday, and he's going to bring a few samples in for Charlie and I. Maybe Andy wants to hang around that day and get a few samples as well. But at any rate, Barber Foods, and I have taste tested some of the meats and some of the proteins that Greg, the owner there, has given to me. And I will tell you what, folks, it is like none other, and I mean that sincerely. If you want 100% Colorado native, locally owned business that understands where every piece of meat, poultry, beef, bison, you name it, they know where it all comes from, how it gets into their freezer, or in a lot of cases fresh, and how they get it right back out to you, and you can order online at barbersfoods.com, barbersfoods.com, or call 303-466-7338.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949. For over 50 years, the Barber's family raised the last of Colorado-grown turkeys on a turkey farm in Broomfield. And today, the Barber's family distributes high-quality, natural, local, and organic proteins from animals raised on family farms. They personally know all their producers, so whether you're buying beef, bison, pork, or poultry, they know where it's coming from and the family who raises the animals with care and respect. Place your order now at barbersfoods.com or call 303-466-7338. Pick up your order at the Denver warehouse located at I-70 and Brighton Boulevard near the National Western Center. Or for those in the Denver metro area, Barber's Foods will deliver direct. Colorado-sourced bison, organic grass-fed beef, USDA prime beef, purebred Wagyu, slow-raised non-GMO Duroc pork, free-range chicken, non-GMO turkeys, and more. Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native, owned and operated. Barbersfoods.com.
All right, up next is Flesh and Beck, and if you've been involved in an accident, slip and fall, anything along those lines where you need some representation, Kevin is your guy, 806-8886. It's 303, by the way, area code 806-8886. Or you can go online and find him at fleshlawfirm.com, F-L-E-S-C-H, fleshlawfirm.com.
Take it from KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. You should always call the police, no matter how small your accident may seem. Here's why.
The experience that I've had is once you say, listen, I want to have the police called And if a person gets nervous about that, you know that you're immediately dealing with a different situation. If the person is like, well, that's fine, I'll wait around as well and we can get it documented, no problem, then you know you're also dealing with a credible person too. And so it's a really good litmus test to see how that person reacts.
Always call the police right away. Then call KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, 303-806-8886. Injuries happen all the time, quarantine or no quarantine. So put this number in your phone now, 303-806-8886. 303-806-8886. Trial tested, trial ready. Flesh and Beck Law, they get results.
Geno's Auto Service, they've got a great air conditioning special going on right now through the end of August. Go to genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J. Or call them at 303-794-6700 for 37 years in Littleton. They've been servicing that community. 303-794-6700.
Hot Colorado weather is here, and now is a good time to get your car's air conditioning system in shape for the summer. Are your Freon levels adequate? Geno's Auto in Littleton is here to help. Save $35 on Geno's air conditioning service through the month of July. Take advantage of their free battery check and Napa Auto Care's $25 gift card with the installation of a new car battery. Geno's Auto Service is celebrating 37 years in business, all thanks to their great customers for the support. Geno's is continuing to service Larry's Automotive customers, meaning Geno's is able to maintain previous work and honor warranty work you may have had done at Larry's. Geno's offers loaner vehicles that have been deep cleaned for your protection, so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Geno's is a Colorado Select member and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Check out Geno's Google reviews or call with any questions. Visit Geno's online at genosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Appreciate you joining us. John Guandolo joining us now, myself, Andy, and Charlie. John, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. It's great to be back on with you, as always.
Always a joy having you. President and founder of Understanding the Threat, UTT. Folks, you can go there. It's understandingthethreat.com. And I talked a little bit about this last week, John. I really wanted to have you on to get into a little more depth. And that's Joe Biden's comments he had in his, whatever, his fireside chat thing he does, talking about Islam being taught in American schools or in public schools.
Yes, quite interesting. What I think the key points, there are numerous key points, but I'll start with two and then let this go wherever we want it to go.
Okay.
First of all, it was an online conference hosted by a Hamas organization, Hamas mm-hmm. being a designated terrorist organization called M-Gage, formerly Emerge USA, founded by a Hamas leader named Karim Wahid. He used to be a leader of the Council on American-Islamic Relations in Florida, prominent defense attorney for many terrorists. And so that's the first start. And if you actually clock it from the moment he starts speaking and immediately thanks M-Gage for not only hosting this event and allowing him to speak, but M-Gage has given their public support for Mr. Biden's presidential run. So they've officially done that, so he's officially sponsored by Hamas. And within 13 seconds, he says we need more Islam in U.S. schools.
Right.
So just starting on those points, I found it astounding but not surprising.
No, I wasn't surprised, although shocked isn't the right word, because nothing Joe says ever shocks anybody anymore, because you never know what's going to come out of the guy's mouth next. And typically it's only whatever somebody has prompted him to say, and I think you point well said here. You got to look at who actually promoted this, put it on, and who's giving him his talking points, because you know these aren't his words. These are what he's being fed.
That's right. As a matter of fact, his national Islamic advisor, now YA presidential candidate needs an Islamic advisor at the national level, but his is Farouk Mitha, who's on the board at M-Gage, whose father is also a board member. So it's fascinating how well entrenched. And the interesting thing is Mitha was also Mrs. Clinton's national Islamic advisor. So the ties run deep.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when it comes to the Clintons and what's going on and the amount of influence they have in that area.
That's absolutely right. And I think when we look at this from that perspective, that here he is, the president, the Democrat candidate for president of the United States, speaking to an event online hosted by a Hamas front group, Engage, and that his national advisor for Islamic affairs is a board member of that same group, which was also Mrs. Clinton's advisor, and then you listen to what he says. It would appear to me that he is, if not bought and paid for by then, certainly he is regurgitating whatever they're giving him, because they are straight out of the Muslim Brotherhood's playbook, the comments he made. To the point, in the end of his speech, he actually quotes a hadith from Muhammad, which I did a video at our YouTube channel, Understand the Threat, where I actually walked through this speech and broke it down bit by bit and explained each piece where he's actually propagandizing and where he is just dangerously regurgitating stuff.
Yeah, I did a little bit of that last week, and one of the things that I was also quick to share with all of my listeners, because I think this is very important, you're the one that actually taught me this as well. I hadn't really thought about it until you and I probably had one of our first interviews we'd ever had numerous years ago, and that is calling Islam a religion and giving them the protection that we give other religions in this country. Because the reality, it's not a religion, John. It's far from it.
Right. When you look at what Muslim schools teach Muslim 10, 11, 12-year-olds in the United States, they teach, as I've shared on this show before, on page 2 of the most widely used textbook in U.S. Islamic schools to teach children about Islam, they say, quote, Islam is not a religion, however, but a complete way of life. And it goes on to say that duty of Muslim citizens is to be loyal to the Islamic State, and that the purpose of Islam is to wage jihad until Allah's divine law, Sharia, is imposed on every human being on earth. Now, that's what they teach 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds, which just also happens to be what Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Hezbollah and Hamas teach. So if that's true, and it's a capital crime in Islam to teach Muslims, for a Muslim to teach Muslims something about Islam that's not true, we may want to stop listening to what they're telling us and look at what they're actually teaching their children.
Well said. Yeah, but we have our presidential candidate, Joe Biden, saying we need to teach more of that in the public school system, John.
That's right, and that was my question. What more are we going to teach about Islam? Are we going to teach that those who leave Islam have to be killed?
No, John, time out. You know, according to Joe, we're going to teach that it's part of the, basically what he said was it's a part of the Abrahamic, you know, covenant. It came from the roots
That's
of Abraham,
right.
and that we should
That's
be
right.
teaching that in the public school system. I went through that last week and debunked that as well, but he it's just a bunch of propaganda, like he said. It's nonsense.
Well, it's not only that. It's just overtly and objectively untrue.
It's wrong. Thank you.
There is nowhere on the planet in any century you are going to find a book teaching Islam to Muslims, specifically to Muslims, used to teach Islam to Muslims, that says what he said about Islam.
No.
Now, they will tell us, non-Muslims, about that. They will write books for us and sell it at, you know, Barnes & Noble or Amazon or wherever. But when they teach each other, you won't see any of that.
Yeah, well said. No, you're exactly right. And it's interesting that, you know, none of that, well, of course, we can get into this. We could talk hours about, you know, Muhammad's background, where he came from, basically an orphan raised by his uncle, you know, merchant. And let's face it, John, really what Muhammad was after was a way to get rich.
Well, you just hit a great point. In Islam, Muhammad is the perfect example for all Muslims for all times. And if we just do a look at what he did, he said he was commanded to wage war against non-Muslims until they declared that there's no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger. He married a six-year-old. He participated in beheading up to 900 Jews after the Battle of the Trench. He condoned the killing of people that mocked him. So when we see Muslims doing all of these things, like ISIS, Al-Qaeda, you know, bombers in the Boston Marathon, or pick any event.
That's right.
They're just They're just modeling their guy.
Their founder. Their leader. Their guy. That's right.
To miss that, to me, that's the simplest way to actually understand it.
That's right. Well said. John Guandolo again. I know you're always tight on time. I really appreciate it. UnderstandingTheThreat.com. What's new at Understanding the Threat, and what's the next battlefront you're on, John?
Well, we are, as I'm sure you're well aware, we have a few problems in the country these days.
We do.
Cities are on fire. So we're getting a lot of, what we do at Understand the Threat that nobody else does is we actually empower citizens to actually identify communist and jihadi networks in their local area.
Gotcha.
And we teach them how to build teams to actually operate against them and dismantle those networks. And we are actually getting a lot of requests from around the country. We're speaking to very large patriot groups because people are now looking for some leadership.
Gotcha.
And we're providing
good.
It. So
well done. Well done. As always, good stuff. How do folks find out more about you, John?
Go to UnderstandingTheThreat.com. We are on Twitter at UTT_US, at Parler at UTT. We have a YouTube channel. We have a TV show and a radio show. And I just encourage everybody, go to UnderstandingTheThreat.com and sign up for the newsletter. And that kind of plugs you into everything that we're doing.
Perfect.
And if you need an answer to what can I do, well, I would say get in the war by either getting trained or support us.
Yep.
and donate to the war effort.
Well said.
So please get involved.
Well said. John, I appreciate it. Really appreciate all you do for us, sir.
Thanks very much. Great to be on with you again.
Likewise. Always enjoy having you. John Guandolo, Understanding the Threat. Let's do this. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, he would love to help you out with all of your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. Great low rates right now. It doesn't matter. You can refi. You can buy another home. You can add to your home now. You name it. He can help you out. Just call. Get the advice from Kurt. 720-895-0500.
Rates are like a roller coaster lately. Are you concerned about the future and how to protect your home? Do you want to become mortgage safe? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. With home values still at their highest level ever and rates at historic lows, now may be the best time to be prepared if the economy changes. Last time, many of our friends lost their home when it was unnecessary. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have the ability to tap their equity should the economy change, all without having to borrow the money now. We can show you how to access your equity in these uncertain times to give you peace of mind and allow you to focus on what's important, your family. Call Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. We are locally owned and operated since 2001. Our reputation of putting you first with straight answers and listening are unmatched in Colorado. Let us help you protect your home. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you.
Extreme Auto Repair, right now they have got a great deal on alignments. So whatever it is, whatever your vehicle needs, full bumper-to-bumper service, they're there for you. Find them at klzradio.com. You can also call them at 303-841-1071.
My name is Andrea, and I have been an Extreme Auto Repair customer for about 6 years. I'd had some negative experiences with auto repair shops in the past, and I was due to get some general maintenance done to my car, and from the time that I made the appointment, I could tell that they were different. I'm a single mom, and it's important that I have a reliable vehicle, and I know I can count on Extreme Auto to keep my car running smooth, and I know that they will treat me with respect and honesty. I've had times when I've had emergencies and I go in without an appointment and they've been able to work me into their schedule. And most recently during the COVID lockdowns, they came and they picked up my vehicle from my garage. They took it to the shop for the work. Then they pulled it back into my garage at home when they were done. So I continue to be impressed with them. And honestly, I'd never consider going anywhere else now.
Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept. Visit klzradio.com/extreme.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush has left for the day. He is going to a ball game. It's a secret ball game in a secret location. We will not divulge it, but I hope he is excited about it. Okay, Joe is on the line. Joe, how are you doing today?
I'm great, and is it just you and me?
It's just you and me, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess I'm all right. I got Rachel Maddow taping on my DVR.
It's so, you and I are the two drunks at the end of the bar talking politics. We know all
right. We know it all. Hey, did John tell the story about the guy who walks in the bar with his gun in the first hour?
No. Please all tell right. the story about the guy walking into a bar with a gun.
All right. Well, so this guy walks into hang on, let me see if I can find it. Goodness, guy walks into a bar with a gun, and he says, and he slams it down the table. And says, "I got my 1911 45 ACP here. It's got 7 in the magazine and 1 in the chamber, and I want to know who here's been sleeping with my wife." And a voice from the back of the bar comes out and says, "You're going to need more ammo."
That's good. I like that.
Anyway, let's see what. Oh, hey, I got to tell you my little hospital story. So,
okay.
So yesterday morning, I had a very brief elective outpatient surgery, minor procedure, in and out in 2 hours. But I had to get a COVID test on Friday, which came back negative on Sunday, so I'm one of those negative tests. But while I'm waiting, I'm talking to the nurses. You know, there's two nurses in the prep room, and the anesthesiologist comes in, the anesthesia assistant comes in, and the nurses were saying, "Yeah, we were shut down for 2 months." I said, "Well, how many you know people work here?" And she said, "Well, you know, to covering all the shifts, because they start like at 6 in the morning." She said, "Well, there were 26 RNs here, you know, plus a bunch of orderlies." And then I was talking to the anesthesiologist. He said his whole group was basically almost shut down. So, and it was shut down for virtually no reason. This is a completely separate wing. It's the outpatient wing. You know, you come in the morning, you know, 2-3 hours, you're out the door. They shut down that entire Castle Rock Hospital wing for no reason for 2 months. And all those people went on unemployment.
And this is just because they were shutting down all the elective surgeries.
Right, because the governor said no elective surgeries. So
what an idiot.
So they put, and that's just one hospital. So there's 109 hospitals in Colorado. Some are bigger, some are smaller. Castle Rock's kind of mid-sized, but, and I don't know what other, and this is just the outpatient. There are elective surgeries like hip replacements, which are not outpatient. Those are, you know, you're in for at least a day. But I imagine that same thing rippled through all the other floors of the hospital.
Joe, did she say if they were all back? I mean, were they all back to work, or were there some who lost their jobs going
forward? She said it's back to about 70% of where it was.
Well, that's ridiculous. We're in the middle of a quote-unquote pandemic, and we don't have people all working in a hospital. Am I missing something here?
And by the way, I don't know if you saw my thing yesterday about time to set your hair on fire. COVID hospitalizations fell again.
Yeah.
Today, we're down to like 202, and the prediction is we're going to have 14,000 occupied hospital beds in 28 days from today, which means we're going to have to increase our number of hospitalizations by 500 beds per day every day for the next 28 days to hit that 14,000 bed number.
Well, they actually meant asylum beds from all of us going crazy. 'Cause this is nuts. This is nuts. Once again, you're talking, what, 200 and some beds, right?
202 occupied COVID beds.
This is insane. And for this, we've shut down an entire economy. We have businesses going out of business. I went to Olive Garden. I don't know if you heard this earlier today. You were enjoying your love session, you know, listening to Rachel Maddow. I understand that. And I had to go in there, and I'm telling you what, there were hardly any cars in the parking lot, and they couldn't squeeze me in.
Yeah, because of how few seats they allow people to sit in.
I know, and I asked him. I say, "Joe, hey, can I use the bar?" Because I had sat in the bar there literally just a week and a half ago. Nope, they've shut all that down now. They're getting more strict. How are these places going to stay in business? And this is all for something that is killing virtually no one at this point. And anybody who does die of it has comorbidities.
Yeah, when you look at by the way, we're down to two. More people are dying in car wrecks today than are dying from COVID in this state. So, your chances of dying from COVID right now are about equal to you dying in a car crash today, just to put it in perspective in the state.
And that's calling everything a COVID death.
That's calling everything a COVID death, correct. And by the way, we all know that more than half the deaths to date have been in nursing homes. Right? We know that, right?
Yes.
So,
I didn't know if that was true for Colorado. I knew that was more of a nationwide stat. Is that true in Colorado?
Colorado. Yeah, by the way, I don't know about Colorado, but yeah, nationwide that's true. And if you're under 40, your odds and if you become infected, this is not the whole population, but if you come down with a COVID infection in this state and you're under 40, your odds of dying from that infection are 0.14%, 0.014% if you do get an infection. And by the way, one of the other talk show hosts down in the Colorado Springs, I listened to him Saturday morning. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I like him, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he told a story. He was supposed to go to Alaska this week for a hunt, and Alaska said, well, you have to get a COVID test. Now, he felt fine working out every day. His test came back positive, and he didn't have a single symptom, and he had to cancel his trip to Alaska because he had a positive test, and he said, you know, he never even had a sniffle, never blew his nose, didn't stop working out, but, yep, you're infected. You can't go to Alaska. So,
now, quick question. Can you kind of understand Alaska's viewpoint on that, though? I'm not saying that I trust the tests totally or anything like that, but here they are totally separated from us. I guess it's very much in their best interest to absolutely shut anything coming in down. What do you think?
You know, mixed feelings. On one hand, he's going on a hunt, so you're going to be out in the wilderness. It's going to be you and a guide, all right? But, yeah, you have to go stay in a hotel one night. You're going to stay in a hotel the first night there. You're going to stay in a hotel the second night back. But staying in a hotel room, if you have room service, that's basically isolating in place. That's when you go to one of these states with isolation, they say you can go to your hotel room, but you can't leave. Okay, go to your hotel room, order room service, and then go on your hunt. I don't see why they need to deny you entry into the state. And by the way, I believe, and this has been tested, they can't deny you entry into the state. They can require you quarantine, but they can't prevent you from coming into the state. That's a Constitution guarantees free travel between states. So that would have been an interesting one to test.
Well, and also I suppose if you go in, certainly on land, it's probably pretty easy to get into Alaska.
Yeah, you just drive up, you know, to the Trans-Canada Highway, and you're there. There's no guards at the gate saying, where's your health, you know, where's your COVID test? I mean, there's at the entrance. Well, I mean, there is federal immigration as you go from Canada into Alaska, but there's no Alaska state trooper there saying, let me see your negative coronavirus test. And even if they did, it's not enforceable. They tested that when Rhode Island was trying to turn around people. So that's not an enforceable regulation.
You know, it's kind of funny that Canada and Alaska trust each other totally, but they don't trust us. Canada, they're really tough on us coming in. I remember Stephen Wright. You remember him? Comic?
I do.
Yeah. He had a joke. He says he was driving into Canada and he got stopped by the Mounties and they said, sir, do you have any illegal firearms in your vehicle? And he said, what do you need?
Yep, I remember that. One of his other favorite ones, you know, the speed of light is 186,000 miles a second. What's the speed of dark?
Right. I love Stephen Wright. I could listen to him for hours. So oh, my gosh. What else you got, sir?
Well, let's jump around a little bit.
Okay.
So we already talked about Colorado COVID. You know, we're down from 2 weeks ago, we were at 800 and some daily infections. We're down to like 216 or something.
And by the way, we've also fallen in number of reports, news reports on it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not saying a word. If anybody wants to hear this, they need to listen to Joe calling in on KLZ.
Right. Oh, speaking of reporting.
Yeah.
You know, I watch KDVR every morning. And for the past week, every single morning, breaking news, a shooting in Denver last night or a stabbing.
Right.
At what point does it cease to be breaking news? When it happens every single day, at what point is it no longer breaking news? I mean, if you turn on the TV tomorrow and somebody else got shot in Denver tonight, is that really breaking news?
No, because, I mean, what do you think we're thinking, that it was the same person each time that got shot?
No.
Breaking news, Chuck got shot again for the fifth time this week. This is yes, of course it's breaking news. Someone got shot.
Right. Someone got shot. Let's jump around a little more. Did you see my email to the Colorado Department of Health regarding racism as a public health crisis?
Yes, I enjoyed that.
I don't know if John, do you know if John read that on air?
I do not know. I know I was wondering, is it contagious? Is racism contagious? Because I was near somebody and I didn't have a mask.
Right. Well, for your listeners who don't know, last week the head of the Colorado Department of Health and Environment declared racism to be a public health crisis. Well, when you have a public health crisis, you know, there's certain criteria. So I sent an email asking four questions. Question one, what percentage of Coloradans currently suffer from that affliction, and is it contagious? Question two, how can I tell if someone I come in contact with suffers from that affliction?
They need a test, but go ahead.
Question three, what is the cure, and how will we know when it is no longer at levels that qualify it as crisis levels? And four, what are your plans to develop and distribute that cure? This is day four. I'm still waiting for an answer to those four questions.
Well, we got to ask Fauci. I mean, he obviously he knows everything. Obviously, he can cure racism with happy thoughts.
Well, by the way, it's obviously, since none of those questions can be answered, it's nothing more than meaningless virtue signaling by the head of our Colorado Department of Health. And I guarantee you she ran that by Polis before she put that out. So,
you know, how can you call something that is a chosen either lifestyle
choice, right,
or a chosen belief system or whatever, you know, a health crisis? Did you ever see?
No, it's not a public health issue.
Well, of course not. By the way, do you ever watch South Park?
All the time. Never miss an episode.
Okay. Then you must have seen the episode where I think it was Stan's dad said that he was an alcoholic and was, what did he call it? It was a sickness.
A sickness, yeah. First he cured himself, you know, he swore it off.
Right.
And then somebody thought it was a sickness, and he went, I got to go. I wasn't cured. I only thought I was cured. And he went back to drinking because somebody told him it was a sickness.
And he couldn't stop now.
Couldn't, yes.
Yeah, right. Racism is a sickness, Joe. I think it's good that we've learned that.
All right, jumping around a little more.
Yeah.
City of Minneapolis, you know, they've defunded their police department. They've handcuffed them. And we've already talked, I believe, about how, anyway, so the Minneapolis Police Department has offered, this is a public service announcement. And this is true. I'm not making this stuff up. This is directly from the Minneapolis Police Department. How to prevent robbery and theft. One, carry only what you need. Do not take large amounts of cash or necessary personal items with you. Two, be extra cautious about your surrounding. Trust your instincts. Be wary of strangers loitering in your area. Three, call 911 to report suspicious activity. Four, don't get distracted. Cell phones, iPhones, and other electronics can be a distraction to you and could draw the attention of someone who wants to take them from you. Five, be on the lookout. Call 911 for any suspicious activities such as strangers walking in yards or between houses.
Whoa. Why call 911 when they're defunded?
Exactly, because they're not going to come anyway. The sound of glass breaking or loud banging or unfamiliar trucks or vans lingering in your alley. Talk to your neighbors about what you see. Six, here we go. Now here's what really gets good.
Okay.
This is where they're basically waving the white flag. If you are confronted, stay calm and cooperate. Your life is worth more than your money or your phone. And seven, if you are a victim of a robbery, immediately call 911. Try to report as much suspect information as you can. Interestingly enough, item eight was not on the list, which was consider acquiring a concealed carry permit and carry a weapon with you at all times for self-defense. That didn't make the list. No, but they're basically waving the flag, vacant, saying, folks, you're on your own. Yeah, you know, we can't prevent you. Crime rates are soaring. You saw where New York City has had more shootings at the end of this July than they had in all of 2019.
Right. Well, yeah, it was 777, and they had just gone past what they had last year. But, Joe, getting back to this, for crying out loud, they're telling people, carry less that can be robbed.
Yes.
Be less robber-worthy.
We can't help you. Only carry a little bit with you and be prepared to give it up. That's basically the advice from Minneapolis, the police department. And by the way, 777 ended July just 14 days ago. This is a quote from Mayor de Blasio 14 days ago. We now have fewer people in our jails than any time since World War II, and we are safer for it and better for it. He made that ridiculous comment 2 weeks ago when we had already coming up on a full year's worth of shootings in that city.
Well, that's because once you're dead, you're pretty safe. You see, and that's kind of what he was thinking. You know, by the way, we're not going to have any cops. Don't carry anything that would have you be robbed. you know, limit your freedoms, limit this you do, limit that you do, don't go here, don't wear this, don't go there, and all this. Isn't this basically exactly what the cops did yesterday down in Colorado Springs?
Yeah, basically abdicate. Yeah, but, you know,
Black Lives Matter is going to go rampaging through a neighborhood, and the cops basically tell the people of that neighborhood and that area, stay inside, don't go outside. Not, we're going to come and stop them.
We're not going to park a patrol car on your street or anything just in case. No, we're not. We're going to distance from this. We don't want to be anywhere near this. You're basically on your own.
Hey, Joe, tell you what, can you hold on over the break?
Absolutely can. I got a few more items.
Okay, and I got one for you because I want to talk NBA and MLB ratings, all right? Well, we'll do that after the break. Purefoy Chevrolet is up next. Folks, a lot of things are not fun right now. It's not like you're in South Dakota every day. You still live in Denver. But if you want to have a fun, good car buying experience where you are relaxed and you don't feel like you're targeted, go to Purefoy Chevrolet. They're going to give you the best deal, and you are going to feel great. Purefoy Chevrolet.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purefoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush is not here right now. He's on the way to a ball game. I'm Andy Pate. I'll be closing out today. And Joe is on the line. Joe, can you do me a favor?
I can try.
I know you got some of yours to get to. Can we get to mine first?
Sure.
All right. Ratings have crashed for MLB and the NBA. Have you heard about this?
I have.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. As the NBA and MLB return from their coronavirus-imposed hiatus, this is directly out of Breitbart, it appears TV viewers are not interested in what the increasingly woke leagues have to offer. Go figure. They started out strong with the Lakers-Clippers game and their opening night at 3.4 million. It's kind of understandable. You got LeBron and some big players on the Clippers. Pelicans Jazz, that's a pretty small game. That was 2.1 million. And the Yankees and the Nationals in MLB, that was supposed to be huge, 4 million. And the Dodgers Giants, 2.8 million. Okay, so that's how they started out. But what did they do in those games that changed things going forward, Joe?
Andy, since I haven't watched, I couldn't possibly tell you.
Black Lives Matter protests. They did it big time. They had it all over their jerseys. They had it all over the on the field. They had it on pitcher's mounds. They had it everywhere they could. Okay. And they were doing all kinds of players kneeling, virtually all of them kneeling during the anthem. And by the way, folks, once again, that's not honoring anything. When they kneel, it's because they refuse to stand. That's the reason they do that. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, the numbers immediately after that dropped off, which is incredible. Now, keep in mind, the numbers should have been very, very high. Two reasons. First of all, the fans aren't at games. And that's the biggest fans, right? The ones who would normally go to the games. So they're at home, which means they're watching at home. Okay? And secondly, everyone in the country is sports starved. We want something, anything to entertain us that isn't a rerun of a rerun of a rerun on Amazon, right?
Right.
So the numbers should have been very high, but they dropped immediately. Now, MLB, just to give you a couple ideas, the Mets-Braves, pretty big game, 922,000. That's down, under a million.
Wow, down from the 4 million for the Lakers game?
Yeah, well, actually for the Yankees. But yeah.
The Yankees game, yeah. Wow.
Right, down from, how about this, Brewers-Cubs. Now, that's a rivalry, and it's also got the Cubs, you know, one of the most popular
Chicago
teams in the
Cubs,
league.
Yep.
1 million even.
Yeah, that's down 75% from the 4 million at the Yankees games. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Angels-A's, 797, basically 800,000. My gosh, folks, this is a country of 330-plus million. And they're getting these kinds of numbers. Celtics-Bucks, which, by the way, is a huge game. Two of the top contenders in the East, 1.3 million. Mavs-Rockets, 1.7 million.
That's
dropped like,
like
a rock. Go
1%
ahead.
Of the population and 2% of the adults. And, of course, since advertising rates are pegged to viewership, you can bet that the companies like Pepsi and Coke that advertise on those shows, they're not going to be paying the rates, and it's going to hurt them right in the pocketbook. So I wonder how long they're going to cling to that when they see their advertising revenues fall by 75%, because if your viewership falls by 75%, the rates you can charge for an ad is going to fall by 75%.
Exactly. And, Joe, let me ask you this. If you're the NFL watching this, I know that they have dug in on Black Lives Matter, but how much are you going to dig in? Because this is also the big year. You're the players. This is, after this year, the next big contract is coming up for the networks, and that means advertising. It was supposed to jump by 40-50% versus what it was. They were supposed to have an unbelievable jump in their salary cap. Do you see that happening anymore?
Not at all. In fact, I guarantee you there's going to be a backpedal, and it's going to be interesting to see how they manage the backpedal so as not to embarrass themselves, because they cannot afford to have a 75% drop in viewership, which translates to a 75% drop in ad revenues.
Last question. Since BLM is obviously not that popular, and people are looking at this saying, look, I can't protest at work. I don't care about your politics. You know, the people in the middle are saying, I don't care about your politics. I can't do that. And people on the right are saying, I'm tuning out. How does this bode for Trump in November?
I think it bodes extraordinarily well, And by the way, on one of the other talk shows here in town, the host was saying, you know, with if you want to get suburban moms back on Trump's side, just let those protests move to the suburbs.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And you'll get all those suburban housewives back on Trump's side as soon as there are people with guns marching down their street. So.
Oh, well, thank you, because I am thinking this is wonderful. Watching those numbers go down, and I'm urging people, don't watch. Not forever. I want sports back, but I want them back normal. If we watch, folks, what's going to happen? They're going to dig in, and we are going to have political sports leagues forever, and we're not going to like it. Okay, that was mine. We got about a minute left. Give me one of yours.
New York City, the top 10% are fleeing in droves. You know the old story about the goose that killed the golden?
Yes.
The people that they're killing the geese collectively, which is the top 10% of wage earners. They're fleeing, and they're going to Florida. And by the way, in New Jersey 2 years ago, one guy alone was responsible for 1%. One man with 1% of total New Jersey state income tax, and he went to Florida. It's happening in New York. They're fleeing. You know, real estate prices are going crazy. People are buying $2.5-3 million homes in Florida, and they're all coming from New York. What's in addition to the decline in sales tax because they shut down all these businesses? What's going to happen when they don't have the income tax revenues? Because New York State, between the state and the city, you're paying another 13% between New York State income tax and New York City income tax.
Yeah, and the stuff on their homes, the tax on their homes, is what funds the schools, which they're cutting down.
Yep, and they're gone.
Oh, well, too bad. So sad, New York. You need to wake up and grow up. Joe, that's going to be it. We're done for the week. Not the week, but we're done for the day. I will talk to you again, hopefully, on Friday. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. Tomorrow, John will be back, Health and Wellness Wednesday, with Dr. Julie Markiel. You don't want to miss it. She's with Ascent Health. She will get you all healthier because you want to be healthier. And, oh, one last thing. Anna, you called in. You wanted to know when Biden made those comments. It was July 20th at the Islamic Faith Studies. Thank you, folks. God bless. Tune in tomorrow.